The UN Security Council held an emergency meeting on Sunday, the 25th of September, to address the Syrian government's intensified airstrikes in Aleppo, which killed more than 200 residents. The meeting heard that medical centers were reportedly hit during the offensive. Dr. Abd Arman Al-Omar is a Syrian pediatrician who now lives in Turkey. He works for a medical association that operates in Aleppo, Idlib, and other parts of Syria that have become familiar to people worldwide due to nearly 6 years of nonstop violence.
We and our colleagues work in exceptional circumstances. We go into mountains, we work underground, and even our facilities underground and into mountains were targeted many times.
Only 30 physicians, 2 pediatricians, and 1 gynecologist remain in Aleppo, according to Dr. Al-Omar's organization. Intentional attacks against hospitals and other places housing the sick and wounded contravene international humanitarian law. Dinios Pouras has been appointed by the UN Human Rights Council to monitor the right to health.
As I said in June, the direct targeting of medical units and personnel has become a shocking hallmark of this horrific conflict in Syria. Some 269 medical facilities were reportedly damaged or destroyed in attacks since the beginning of the conflict in Syria. As a result, almost 60% of public hospitals in Syria are now either only partially functional or closed, and more than 750 health workers have been killed.
The information Mr. Pura cited was gathered by Physicians for Human Rights, which has been documenting the devastation of Syria's healthcare system. Their Syria research coordinator, Elise Baker, stated that what's happening there is absolutely unprecedented in modern times.
And we can state without a doubt that over 90% of the attacks Physicians for Human Rights has documented were carried out by Syrian government forces or their allied Russian forces. To be clear, opposition and Islamic State forces have also attacked medical facilities. Those attacks are equally abhorrent, but they in no way match the scope and scale of the Syrian government's all-out assault on its own people and their health infrastructure.
Mr. Pouras, the UN human rights expert, called for an end to attacks and for those responsible to be brought to justice. He urged parties to the conflict to respect health professionals and aid workers. Dr. Al-Omar made a simple but impassioned plea to the international community.
We need and deserve protection. We need also responsibility or accountability. It is not accepted at all after 5 years. Most of our facilities are destroyed. Many of our colleagues are killed or injured. Then we say we didn't know who is doing that. Protection and accountability. Especially nowadays when all the world see the catastrophic situation in Aleppo city.
That was Dr. Abd Arman Al-Omar, an advocacy coordinator with a medical association in Syria, speaking to reporters in Geneva. Deanne Penn, United Nations.